Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors. The Celtics come in with a record of 19-5 on the year versus the Raptors 12-11. Boston, over their last 10, is 8-2, won their last contest. Toronto, 5-5 over that span, also winners of their last tilt. Let's take a look at the numbers. Boston, a league-leading 120.8 per game scored. Toronto, 19th at 110.9. Defenses, Boston allowing an average of 112.6, which is pretty good. Toronto, a little bit better at 109.5. Number of turnovers, both teams take care of the ball. 13.9 for Boston, about the same, 13.3 for Toronto. Shooting numbers, Boston, an advantage basically across the board here. 49.4 in field goals versus 45 for Toronto. 40.4, which is ridiculous from behind the arc. 32.9 for the Raptors. Raptors shoot 77.6% from the free throw line. Free throw percentage for the Celtics, 84.9. So a big advantage up and down the shooting numbers for Boston. That's really been the strength of their team, hence the great record and the gaudy scoring numbers. Bench scoring, this is almost identical. 33.4 for Boston, 33.5 for Toronto. And believe it or not, this will be the first time these two teams have played this year. Boston is on the second game of a back-to-back, and Toronto did not play most recently. So there you have it. Boston will be without Robert Williams and Marcus Smart, most likely. Smart, though, listed as day-to-day. Precious Achiuwa still listed as out for the Raptors. As for our pick in this game, I got to go with the Boston Celtics. They're just maybe the best team in basketball, and I just believe they'll continue to win. So there you have it. That's your on-court look of Celtics and Raptors. Coming up, we will dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd. We're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Boston Celtics and Toronto Raptors. Boston, a short favorite here on the road, just a point. I have seen some point and a halves throughout the morning, but a little back and forth there. 227, 227 and a half appears to be the total settling in here this morning. Celtics 15-9 ATS. They're 6-5 ATS on the road and 8-2 ATS in their last 10 games. The Raptors 13-10 ATS, 8-3 ATS at home, and 5-5 in their last 10. Raptors slight to the over, 12 overs, 11 unders. The Celtics 14-9-1 to the over. Celtics are in a back-to-back here, 3 in their last 4 nights. They lost yesterday, or they won yesterday over Brooklyn. Raptors, they are playing third game in 4 nights. They were off yesterday. First meeting between the two teams this year. Celtics 9 straight ATS in Toronto, 6 of 8 ATS overall. Under trend here in the matchup, under 6 of the last 8 in Toronto and 11 of the last 16 overall. Celtics, however, they've gone 4 straight overs after a win, but they've gone 4 straight unders on the road, taking on teams with a winning percentage over 600 on the home court. More mixed total trends here for the Raptors. Under an 8 of their last 10 games, taking on teams with winning records. However, they have gone over in 4 of their last 5 after a straight-up win. Marcus Smart is questionable. He did not play yesterday against the Nets. Interesting spot here. My head says Celtics, but this is a spot I do like to fade. Teams on a back-to-back playing in Toronto. Just with the extra travel hiccups there, it's kind of that same spot. Teams on a back-to-back playing in altitude. So teams on a back-to-back playing in Utah, playing in Denver, playing in Toronto. Those are the three spots I like to look at. No five-star lock by any means, but I do think Toronto is the pick here. No play on the total. Boston has been hot, but we see the mix with the trends. And Boston's hot scoring numbers have all been home. They recently ended that 6-game homestand. That's where I put up a lot of those numbers, so no play on the total. More NBA previews as we're stacking the NBA. You can find us on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA with our betting preview of Boston and Toronto.